A recent discovery of an enormous ancient footprint in Denali National Park is being seen as another indication of how busy the Alaskan landscape was, with prehistoric animals coming and going for seasonal food hunting. Anthony Fiorillo is the curator of earth sciences at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science in Dallas. He says the first dinosaur print in Denali was found in 2005. He says that discovery, now on display at the Murie Science and Learning Center, was the tip of the iceberg in terms of realizing how much dinosaur activity Denali once contained.
Every year we've been going up there, and every year we've been documenting dozens or hundreds of new localities. So at this point, it's safe to say that Denali National Park actually has thousands of dinosaur footprints throughout part of the park.
Fiorillo says the new find, a therizinosaur track, was beyond Fang Mountain.
Once you cross the Sanctuary River and looked to the south side of the road, you would be looking all the way out to the Toklat Camp, and even a little bit beyond that, you would be driving through some of the best dinosaur country anywhere.
Fiorillo says the feathered therizinosaur was related to both Tyrannosaurus rex and the chickadee, with four forward-facing toes and peg-like teeth suited for chomping vegetation.
Another feature of therizinosaurs is that they had on their front, off their hands, these very long claws. And so if you put all that together, you've got four forward-facing toes, these almost knuckle-dragging long claws on the hands, and a mouth that seems to be adapted for eating vegetation. And they also very wide-bodied, almost cow-like, if you will. And so that you think of a pot-bellied, bipedal, knuckle-dragging, plant-eating dinosaur, and you've got it. Not exactly a flattering image, but that's what we think we're talking about.
How much would a therizinosaur have weighed?
Well, certainly the big ones would have weighed similar to what a Tyrannosaurus would weigh, which is on the order of a few tons.
T-Rex had little tiny arms, but these guys had big long arms, it sounds like.
With big long claws, right?
How long ago were they in Alaska?
Well, the track that we described in our paper is now even better supported because the discovery of this summer was that we found several more tracks that we can attribute to this animal. So it's not just one therizinosaur being a pogo stick landing once and we never see it again. We, in fact, actually have several of these tracks now. In Alaska, we have our best evidence suggests that these dinosaurs lived somewhere between 69 and 70 million years ago.
Fiorillo says the therizinosaur track will be on display with other Alaska dinosaur finds in the Fossil Hall at the new Perot Museum of Nature and Science in Dallas. The opening is slated for December. Pictures are at our website, alaskapublic.org.